4 in 10 people believe in ghosts. Over a third of people believe intelligent life exists outside of Earth. 43% of people believe demons exist. There are unexplained phenomena happening daily around the globe, and we are here to talk about it. Your portal into UFOs, paranormal, cryptids, the supernatural, the mysterious, the unknown. This is Beyond the Radar, and this is your host, humanoid Tom Kaway.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Beyond the Radar, ladies and gentlemen, your paranormal news program. We are broadcasting live on the UPRN, United Public Radio Network, and UFO Paranormal Radio Network, 105.3 on the Gulf Coast and 107.7 in New Orleans. We're streaming via the UPRN Facebook page or YouTube page, Beyond the Radar's Facebook or YouTube page, and we are also on Roku TV. Check out our archives there as well, or subscribe to the Beyond the Radar podcast on Spotify for past shows. And as always, please interact with the show, Facebook, YouTube comments, or our free text line straight to me right here on the show. It's up on the screen right next to me. That phone number, 484-283-5328. And tonight we have a wonderful show for all of you. I'm so excited to be back. It seems... so long and so short between us having these conversations, right, America? But I love being on here. I can't wait to talk about some of the stuff we have on tap for you today. Today is more of a let's catch up with what has been happening around the United States, different states, different things like that, and reports of UFO. There has been a number of reports lately. And you can find them on various reporting sites, especially mine, beyondtheradarnews.com. And you guys have done a fantastic job of going to beyondtheradarnews.com and submitting your files to me. And I want to thank you, first of all, so much. I want to thank you all for going and listening to me. Our hundreds of thousands of listeners. I know that's probably uncouth to say, you know, how many people listen, but it's your show, America. We are in this together. It's you and it's me, and I want to be the voice of everybody. So, you know, all of the hundreds of thousands of people that have tuned in to Beyond the Radar to make it a success so far, thank you. Thank you for driving the traffic to the website. Thank you for uploading. Thank you for everything you have done. And please interact. This is our time. We're hanging out. You know, we're hanging out here for the hour. We're going to get into some stuff, some really bizarre stuff that has been going on around the United States. And, you know, let's kick it off here. Let's just start. So one of the sightings and one of the things that I got on my Beyond the Radar news and checked it out and vetted it was from somebody, and they had wrote in from St. Cloud, Minnesota. And it was wonderful to hear, because, you know, it's my first, you know, this is our first go around. So, you know, whenever you have something and you see something, please let us know. So this was St. Cloud, Minnesota, and there was a sighting in the sky that I will read the definition. I'll read everything right here for you. So they were saying that there was this light traveling fast and then vanished and then followed by another aircraft. Sounds suspicious, doesn't it, already? Oh, I love that. It looked similar to a shooting star, but vanished after about 3 seconds. Wasn't as high up as passenger planes and was going significantly faster. Could be that it was closer to me versus a plane. Very good job. I'm going to stop right there. Very good job. You corrected yourself. You made a point to say that, yeah, I understand if it's closer to me, it's going to appear going faster. So very good job of that. You know, we also have to check ourselves as well as other people. So very good job by putting that in there. I thought it could be a drone because it was going so fast, but it's late at night So I'd imagine you couldn't see much on a drone. Very true. Drones in the darkness, if you don't see a beeping light. Plus, let's keep in mind about drones too. You know, they have to come from a power source. They're not self-powered. It's not a plane. So you have those flying around. You know, it would have to stay local and it would have to be kind of going back and forth and things like that. So this wasn't the case. This one had white and red flashing lights and was the same distance from the ground as the first one. I really couldn't tell, but the silhouette from the clouds made it look like a drone. I couldn't see in enough detail, so maybe it was a jet. The second aircraft never vanished, and I could see it cross the sky the entire way. This is my third time seeing something like this. First UFO in the area, all around the same time of night, within the last 2.5 years. The first one was green, the second one was red. They both were like a flash across the sky and then vanished. And they were all during the winter, or the warmer, I'm sorry, warmer months. And that one just came in yesterday, everybody in America. That came in yesterday to my site, 2210 local time. Forgive me, I guess that would be about 10 o'clock at night. Yeah, that's right. It'd be about 10 o'clock at night, warmer months. Certainly on. I mean, now let's, you know, I've gotten to this spiel before on this show, and I'll do it again. I'll do it every time. You know, we have to think critically. Could what they see be extraterrestrial? Something more normal to us? Absolutely, it could. I love that this loyal American put that, you know, it was closer to me than a plane, so I understand it could be appearing faster. Very good job at correcting. We have to do that. You know, we have to be that way. The red and the white lights, I don't necessarily know of drones that have red lights. I believe they all should have just white light. And going much faster than a plane. Now, can a drone go faster than a plane? No. But can it appear to be going faster than a plane? Yes, because it's coming down so far. When you see a plane high up in the sky, it really doesn't look like it's moving that fast, does it? But we know as smart people that it's going 300 to 500 miles an hour. It's just our perception and how it comes in. So third time seeing like something like that, a UFO in the area. Now, this is very true, and I'm going to get to this point. Very rarely do people report things the first time. They will have the self-doubt. They will have the point of, oh, well, maybe I really didn't see it, or that was weird, or whatever it was. It is not uncommon to not report things the first time or even the second time. It's not uncommon at all. But what you do is when it happens repeatedly and you know of an outlet, then you feel more comfortable to put it out there. Then you feel more comfortable saying what you saw. And it would take about 3 times, 4 times, maybe 5 times before you report on something. I don't think that's crazy. I don't think that's hard to believe. It doesn't discredit the person, I should say, from doing that. So to see it all the way across the sky and over the last 2.5 years. So this thing is on a somewhat yearly tract of appearing and disappearing. And this is, again, St. Cloud, Minnesota. And they were facing north. Oh, I forgot to say that. They were facing north. So this was coming out of the northern sky. You know, when we see a craft or anything like that, you might see it from your town, but it's actually, it could be several miles away, all depending on how far your site is. So the characteristics of this, which they put on here, and I love that, they put that there were lights on the object, there was an aura or a haze, and there was also an aircraft nearby. Now, I want to get into this one point here, too. When you have haze and you have a light, a ring, an aura, that sort of thing, some people automatically jump to a Starlink rocket, shedding its actual rocket part and before, you know, becomes a satellite and goes up into space. I've seen them. I've seen people report things that think they are UFOs, but they are just Starlink satellites. You know, if I'm just being fair, that gives me hesitation. Could it have been natural things like that, you know, plummeting back to Earth? The redder light could be something with the atmosphere or the aura or how it presents in your certain climate, your characteristics of where you are in perspective to where the rocket is. Very well could be. the silhouette made it look like a drone, which, again, you know, we're relating it to things we know. We're relating it to common things. You know, if you saw something you've never seen before, you're probably going to break it down into things you have seen it before and then go from there. If the silhouette looked like a drone, it could be a drone. It could be a test vehicle. It could be a military craft. It could be something you don't know about. But either way, it was unidentifiable to you. So here's my advice with that. And my advice, it could go for anybody who sees craft up in the sky. Livescanner.com, flightscanner.com, whichever you want. Look up, I think FlightAware is another one. If you see a craft in your sky, your local sky, all across this beautiful nation, if you see it across the sky, grab your cell phone, head inside, get on your laptop, your tablet, whatever you have, and go to one of those websites. Because one of those websites, for free, mind you, for free, will have traffic in the skies around you. It will have all, now I should say, preface it by saying all known craft in the sky. Helicopters, charter planes, passenger planes, cargo planes, that sort of thing. They will be up in the sky. You'll see where they are. And then you can do your own, like, you know, busting. You know what I mean? Your own fact checking. So that should be the first thing you should do. Actually, I'm going to rephrase that. Before you do that, grab your phone right now, just so you have it, and you, if you need it, download just a simple compass app. Application, Google Play, iOS App Store, whichever you prefer, download one. If you see a craft and you get to the point where you see a craft, try to remember, I need to take a video of it, but first find where in the sky it is. Is it north, north, northeast, northwest, south, southeast? That way, when you know, okay, I'm holding my compass, I see that this is off to my northeast side. Okay, great, perfect. So when you get in, and when you do check your FlightAware, you do check your scanner apps, you do check all of that, you will know, okay, oh, there was a craft, but that craft could have been out to the west of you, you know, a few miles out west. So it wasn't in the direction you were looking at. That way you have a frame of reference of, I need to look in the last 15 minutes where these craft, you know, was there an aircraft in my general vicinity at this point? From there, that's the two things you need to do. So right now, download an app, download anything you need, download a compass, they're free, whatever it is, and then make a bookmark on your computer for later. But if you just write down a note, because I still write down notes, I got notes all around me right here, right? I have paper stick all behind my computer. I'm a paper guy, America. So when you write down FlightAware, Live Scanner, Google whichever one you want, whichever one looks nicest to you. I don't care. Your choice, not mine. Find one you like. Go ahead. Save that, or make sure you have it fresh in your mind right near the computer when you do see a craft. That way you can do your own fact checking. So I say all of that to tell this person, and it, you know, hindsight's 2020, and I get that. I totally get that. Hindsight is 2020. But next time, because it seems like from what you said in here, this is the third time seeing it. It probably will be a fourth time. It might be a fifth time. Make sure to have those around. See what craft are in the area. And just know that you can fact check yourself. So that one stuck out. It was the latest one I got. It was wonderful. Thank you so much. You don't have to. And see, this is what I want, America. This is what I want people to know. I just have a town name. And I have the description. I'm not putting any of your business out there. I'm not putting your name out there. I'm not putting your address out there. I ain't putting anything. So please, www.beyondtheradarnews.com, and go ahead and upload any, you know, you can even do media. We have some media here for you tonight too. Go ahead, you know, upload your picture, your description, be as detailed as possible. And we're going to, you know, we'll talk about it on air. And if you want to put your name, if you want to put a contact, an email, a thing like that, that's fine. Just let me know that, hey, I'm okay to be contacted. I would like to appear, and I'll have you on and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about where you were looking. We'll get a base. You know, I might want you to take pictures of that area in the daytime. That way we can compare and contrast, all that kind of good stuff. So that's a wonderful way, to interact with this show that we would want to do for everybody. So let's let's go to our text board here. We have some questions, people texting in already. I love it. Again, our text board number is 484-283-5328. And let me check on the first one here. We have Mary in Texas. Can you see what the latest one in Texas was, please? Thank you so much. Oh, Mary, of course. Let's go to Texas. Let's see if we have one for Texas. How embarrassing, right, America, if I don't have one for Texas. It's damn near biggest state. Texas. Let me look right here. Ah, yes, we do. Longview, Texas. If you know where Longview, Texas is, please comment. Let me know. Go ahead, send in a text. So Longview, Texas. I'm not entirely too sure. Longview, Texas, from this person's backyard, they saw a rectangle, grayish, and about 100 feet. It was directly over their head. And if they had to guess, it was going the speed of a plane, so about 400 miles an hour. So this individual wrote, I observed one or two grayish rectangular objects for 4 seconds, roughly, fly over the backyard from east to west. Ah, another directional person. Thank you, whoever this was. So last night, around 9:30 p.m. on April 27th, so it was about 2 weeks ago or so, I witnessed two gray rectangular objects swiftly fly over my house from east to west. They were fast, silent, and lacked any visible lights, only being illuminated by the reflected light. The sighting lasted for about 4 seconds. Initially, I saw it directly above me, and the objects disappeared behind pine trees. While I believe the single object, it was possible two different objects as well. That arrived 20 minutes later. It appeared to be a little smaller than a dime when held at arm's length. That's interesting, Longview. That's interesting. Now, I wish I had a coin on me, but a dime size. God, that sounds pretty big. If you're holding it at arm's length, a little smaller. That might be closer than you think, or the thing is pretty big. For 4 seconds to fly over from completely east to west of you, it had to be moving. You hear me? It had to be moving. If you were to talk about, you know, if it was rectangle, and I'm talking about a true rectangle, that's not a plane. Obviously, you know, planes, cylindrical, they're grayish. Yeah, it would be grayish. You know, most, practically all damn planes are grayish. Below cloud height at storm clouds. So storm cloud height, if I remember correctly from grade school, I guess, storm clouds are lower, correct? They're lower than other clouds. Typically, I remember you have like Cirrus and Stratus that are the real high up ones. But storm clouds, I believe, are really relatively low to the ground. So this object would have to be low to the ground, but if it's dime size, yeah, it's going to be pretty good size, right? It's going to be a pretty good size aircraft. So I believe what you saw was big. An airplane, a little different, you know, it's going to probably be at that height. It was probably a little longer, you know, than a dime, probably quarter size, but you know, who knows? Who knows? But I think when you hold that up and you see that in the sky, that is that's a wonderful one. That's a wonderfully good sighting. And next person. Hi, my name's Nina. I live in Eastern Pennsylvania. Is there anything around there? Nina, let's check. I also am from Eastern Pennsylvania. So let me hop on here. Take a check. And oh my. This is right near my area. I'm going to save this image. And this will be our first image that we show. Look at that. So this comes from King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. I saw hovering above the Christiana Mall metro area viewed from the turnpike a very bright white light hovering above King of Prussia on 4/13. So just about a month ago, just after 8 p.m., some blinking, little movement, disappeared. Very white light flashing. Object did not appear moving, although I saw some blinking lights on the outer region. About 10 minutes later, the object completely disappeared. This thing is looks typically saucer craft-like. I'm going to try to... I'm going to put this on, and I'll explain it to everybody listening on the radio, of course. Let's go ahead. That's not it. Let's go ahead and do this. Present. You would think I would have it done by now, but there we are. All right. If everybody can see that. Look at that. Look at that, everybody. So this is somebody driving on the turnpike. So if you're in the if you're listening on the radio, please just think of somebody driving on the highway. They took a picture, looks like out the front of their car, and hovering off in the distance, looks like above a golf course or I'm sorry, a driving range, is a cigar-shaped light, completely illuminated, much brighter than everything around there. Completely illuminated, not just the light underneath of a wing or a plane or anything like that. And it looks like it's just hovering. Wow, this is a wonderful picture. This is wonderful. Okay, so let me take that one in there as well. That's wow, that was a wonderful picture. Wow. Thank you so much for the media, everybody. You're really coming in clutch with the media this time. That is so wonderful. Let me get back to actually what it said. Driving on the turnpike saw a very bright white floating object in the sky above the King of Prussia Mall area. If anybody doesn't know, King of Prussia is right outside of Philadelphia. It's a major mall. I think it's either the largest or the second largest mall in the country. So just to, you know, I don't want to say play devil's advocate or anything like that, but it could be an event that's going on at the mall. It could be, it looks like there's low clouds in the area. It could be just a spotlight hovering over it. It absolutely could. So, you know, just to be on the, you know, just to be again on the safe side, we need to make sure that we have to, be on the forefront, I should say, of everybody. You know, we should be on the forefront of all of this and make sure that we don't classify everything as a UFO. So at this point, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll head over to the South, and we'll talk about New Orleans, we'll talk about Mississippi, and see what the latest craft there are, because I definitely have reports from those areas. So everyone, hang out. You'll get another cold drink, grab another burger, go use the facilities, and I'll be back in just a little bit. This is Tom, Beyond the Radar, your paranormal news network. Just a little technical difficulties there. You would think I would have it up right now, but again, give me just 1 minute. There we are.
Four in 10 people believe in ghosts. Over a third of people believe in intelligent life exists outside of Earth. 43% of you believe demons exist. We invite you to Beyond the Radar, your paranormal news show. If it's unexplained phenomena happening daily around the globe, we're talking about it. Exploring the unexplained, challenging the conventional, and diving deep into the shadows that lurk just beyond our perception. Come join the transmission on the United Public Radio Network. Once you come, You'll never be the same.
Meet Daniel Knight, a psychologist with an extraordinary gift to absorb and heal the deepest wounds of the mind. In the heart of a chilling investigation, every secret unraveled binds him closer to darkness. But as he delves into the psyche of a killer, his own demons emerge. Caught in a battle within and against an evil that seeks to exploit his powers, where the line between savior and victim blurs, dare to heal the wounds of the mind. Healer, read it today.
Do you want to reach millions with your product or service? Are you looking to connect with a diverse, intelligent, and engaged audience? Then look no further. Beyond the Radar Radio Show is your golden ticket to achieving just that. Our listeners are curious, open-minded, and always eager to learn. They value quality, authenticity, and innovation, just like your brand. With Beyond the Radar, your advertisement will be heard by millions of dedicated listeners. Our show covers a wide range of topics, attracting a diverse audience that could be your next loyal customers. So why wait? Take your brand to Beyond the Radar and into the hearts and minds of millions. Advertise with us. Let's explore the extraordinary together. Beyond the Radar Radio Show, where your brand meets a world of curious minds. Contact us today for advertising opportunities at www.beyondtheradarnews.com and fill out our contact form. We hope to talk to you soon.
Welcome back, everybody. So thank you for letting us take a little bit of time out. Thank you for sticking with us through that little break. So let's get into a very interesting one. And as everybody knows, we are live on the UFO Paranormal Radio Network and the United Public Radio Network, 105.3 on the Gulf Coast and 107.7 in New Orleans. And I have a Louisiana one that's pretty odd, I would say. Now, this comes from Eagan, Louisiana, which is more on the Texas side, closer to Texas and than Louisiana. But it certainly has given us a little bit of chills. The image that they uploaded was not of the craft, but of an entity. Really weird. So I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to show what they had uploaded. So right off the bat, and I always bring this to your attention. I always bring this to your attention because this is, I want you to decide. I don't want you to just think what I think. You decide. One thing that hits me a little off the bat the wrong way is when people come with, this is not a hoax. I would never, you know, report a fake story or something like that. To me, it already seems that you're trying to convince me, but let's push that to the side. This individual in Eagan, Louisiana, above their father's house. This is not a hoax. I would never report something fake. I was sitting in my SUV at 8:12 p.m., October 29th, 2023. I noticed this light in the sky. It was moving. It was circular and moving around. I thought, oh, it's probably a satellite. So I took my iPhone 14 Pro Max and zoomed in to the 15 times setting and took some rather unusual photos. Some were taken with the flash on and with off. I noticed with the flash on, I was snapping pics of the object, and I was snapping pics of the object got closer to me. It looks like an alien being born. Not sure about the man's face, but it was taken at one point aiming right at the object and put a few pics on a UFO Facebook group. People were making fun of them. I took them down. I did not alter these photos at all. I would take a lie detector test to prove it. I was baffled as to what this is. Any thoughts? It got me scared, and I watched and took pics from 8:12 p.m. to 10:55 p.m. So at this point, I'm going to go ahead and share what they had done. So I'm going to add this to the screen And if I'm sorry you can't, maybe I can zoom it in a little more for everybody. But check that out. Look how odd looking that is. It certainly looks like a UFO. He claimed that he captured it inside the cockpit, whatever you want to call it, of the craft. Now, I have to bring you everything because I wouldn't be doing you justice if I didn't bring any of that. It certainly looks like a UFO. Could it be altered? Could it be faked? Of course it could. This person seems genuinely anxious, genuinely afraid, genuinely you name it. But he really, really was odd. Really, really didn't. It looks like a UFO. I don't know which other way to put it. And there's no, it looks like a gray. There's no mechanism, you know, strapping him into the chair, strapping anything in around. There's none of that. However, one school of thought, and I'm not sure if I shared this on here or not, but one school of thought is that these vehicles are powered by consciousness. These vehicles are powered by the mindset of the extraterrestrial or higher vibrational being, that they can set a course, track where it wants to go, and then the ship moves there. And it's all based on renewable, clean energy that you don't have to gas up and things like that to get there. That is one line of thinking. If that were the case, your mind is the motor, your brain is the steering wheel, and you just chill, for lack of a better word, and go ahead and get to wherever you need to be. So if that's the case, that does make sense with it there. There wouldn't be a helmet. There wouldn't be a steering wheel. There wouldn't be anything like that. But if it's too far out for you, I get it. Believe me, I get it. If it's too far out for you. Let's check the text board again. Again, if you want to chime in, 484-283-5328. This one is from Marie in Louisiana. Egan's really close to me. Very well. Nice. Yeah. Okay, cool. We get some, little closeness, little community with that one. Please chime back in if you've seen it. There's another one. This is close to Egan. It's Lafayette. This one was actually much more recent. It was last week. It was 5-3 at 9:39 at night. So this is a reported northwest sky. Again, thank you so much for putting there. Northwest sky, about 100 feet, a white orb. If they had to guess, it was 10,000 feet. So they were driving northwest on the corner of Calist, Salem Road in Kensington, looked up to saw a string of 9 orbs in the sky. After seeing these orbs, I backed my truck up to get a photo, or to get my phone that was inside the house, come out, and the orbs were gone. It looked like a satellite deployment, but it seems they would not have disappeared in the 30 seconds that it took me to get back into the truck. Run in the house, look back to the northwest. I stared at the sky in all directions and saw nothing but a couple planes. The Lafayette Airport was northeast of our home. We see planes all the time. I'm sure someone else had to have seen those orbs. They were bright white and not as high as it was the last time I saw a satellite deployment. The main larger orb in the front and the smaller orbs following in the front orb, it looked like a satellite deployment, but why would they disappear so quickly? I've heard a ton of different stories. This one, to me, to be honest, sounds like Starlink. There is a mass amount of people reporting Starlink satellite deployments. You have to understand, you know, it might look slow to you, but these things are going to thousands and tens of thousands of miles an hour up in the sky. Yeah, I think in the period of 45 seconds, which to you, and another thing is humans, you know, we're horrible at judging time ourselves. There was actually one time when I was in school, the teacher was up there and had us all close our eyes, right? We had to all close our eyes, and they said, all right, I'm going to start a timer. Keep your eyes closed, and when you think a minute has passed, put your hand up. So this, you know, little test starts or whatever. I have my eyes closed. I'm waiting. And I'm trying to, like, you know, play the game a little bit. I'm like, all right, I'm going to count my head. I'm just going to count my head, and we'll get it done this way. So I'm counting in my head, one, two, three, four, five, six, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then next thing I know, after a little bit, the teacher said, all right, you know what? Everyone open your eyes. You're almost at 2 minutes. And nobody had gotten anywhere close to 1 minute. So it just goes to show you, you know, we're not that good with time. So what was 45 seconds to him might have actually been maybe a minute and a half, could even be 2 minutes, whatever it might be. And from there, yeah, it would be out of your range. It would be away and it would be gone before you even knew it. So as much, you know, and if you get it back and it comes back, please take a picture, take a video, take whatever, show it. Cause we want to see the data, you know, we want to see the footage. We want to see all of that. So, please, if it comes back, by all means, take a picture, send it to us. We would love to get it, take a look at it. But, you know, in my first, just reading that, I'm thinking that is, I'm thinking that is, Starlink. So, here's one from now. I'm switching gears over here. I'm going to switch gears over to Mississippi. Another point that we're on the radio drive time down there. Thank you for listening to Beyond the Radar. And we really appreciate you and your patronage to keep us going and really supporting us down there in Mississippi and Louisiana. You guys are doing a great job. All right. So this was a daytime one. Ooh, we love a daytime UFO sighting. So this occurred back in February at about 1:30 in the afternoon. Brandon, Mississippi. I don't know where that is, but if you live or near there, please chime in. This was a molten silver teardrop-shaped UFO. They said they had a hypersonic because there was a sonic boom. Interesting. So I'm going to go ahead and read this story. Hello, my name is, and I'll leave the name out for this. I work mainly in the creative industry after graduating from NYU. I do believe I have a higher than average intelligence understanding of science and would be considered a credible witness. I am a firm believer in UAPs. I just never thought I'd actually see one. On February 6th at 1:30, I was in my backyard with my two dogs in Brandon, Mississippi. Closed my eyes for a minute just to feel the unusual warmth on the day. It was around 60 degrees with not a cloud in the sky. I opened my eyes to see a silver liquid-like object with a long, bright, light tail swimming downward through the sky like it was a liquid in a fluid, rather erratic manner. Fluid, huh? Very interesting. We'll come back to that. It was highly metallic and the sun was reflecting off of it. If I was standing on the ground and looked up and held my arms to determine the angle, I would have moved about 60. It would have moved about 60 degrees in 7 seconds. So if they were to make a 180 plane with their arm, it went 60 degrees in 6 to 7 seconds. And before disappearing behind the tree line downward towards the large reservoir of where I live, I have gone ahead and marked as a possibility. So marked it as possibly submerged because it didn't seem to be falling. That was the trajectory it was headed for. I did hear a large boom after a few minutes later, after the object had fallen out of view. I can't say for certain if that was related. Otherwise, the craft was completely silent as it was within my sight. That's a very interesting point. As we know, many, many times with UFO reporting sightings, you have no sound. Anything that we have in the sky, anything that takes off, there's always, always sound. This one, you know, when it comes to UAPs, UFOs, and that sort, and that like, there's often never a sound. The main body of the UFO was a silver molten liquid drop swimming through the air, similar to a silver Italian horn, with the tail thinning out into a metallic light vapor. The closest objects I've been able to find to type the movement would be organic sperm and hypersonic, highly maneuverable missile. But the tail of the object was akin to that of a meteor, then an exhaust trail. If it weren't for the erratic movement of the object, it would have looked pretty similar to a daylight meteor, but moving much faster. I spoke to the gentleman on the hotline, and he said that I should draw a picture relative to the sun of what I saw. I am a graphic designer, so I took the picture of the sun's position, was able to recreate that to the best of my ability. I have attached the recreation to this report compared to how high this object was in the sky to be lower than the helicopter flies. Possibly the height of birds of prey in my area, if I were to estimate about 5,000 feet. The object was about a mile or two away from me at my best guess. I've seen many UFO videos and would note that this was considerably lower. I've contacted news media, neighborhood social media, local police station, and also left a voicemail on the colonel of the Air National Guard Mississippi's voicemail box. I'm sorry. As for the question on this form of whether or not the animals went silent, notably, it was particularly silent as I watched the object. My two dogs, who bark at everything, were not alerted at all. The object was also about 6 miles from the Jackson Medgar Wiley Evers International Airport. I have not seen non-transponding military aircraft fly overhead approximately 15 minutes before the sighting, and had a non-transponding helicopter fly over at 1 a.m. this night. I have been keeping an eye on the flight tracker radar. Very good, sir. Very good. Because I was curious about the very loud planes that were flying overhead. The fact that it wasn't previously related to UAPs, I genuinely was curious after a Black Hawk flew over us and I could see it. But when I downloaded the flight tracker, it wasn't there. I looked up everything I could about that possibly is known about this, and it doesn't match any items that I've seen. I haven't found an example video of UAP that is similar. My recreation doesn't quite capture the metallic main body. I wish I had my phone. I hope someone will come forward with a report. Thank you, and please let me know if you want to talk further. Very good report, sir. Very well done job clarifying and putting all of the necessary detail into this. You do take quite a bit of time and energy to do that, and I really thank you, sir. So, a lot to unpack here. First of all, exactly what I said earlier about the flight tracker. You can look up, and looking up, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. I see something I don't know in the sky. I need to go ahead and look at what's in the sky in my area. He did that. He did not see anything. He did not see anything there. The liquid metallic type of description that he had, you know, I'm coming to thinking in my mind, like if I were to bring it into now, is like a Silver Surfer type of metallic, you know, thing going around. One idea, one best guess for that, if I were to be honest, is I believe these craft are interdimensional. They need a portal of some sort to come through. Many times it's in the sky. Many times it's at night. We see lights. We see this. We see that because we can't understand the higher dimensional way how it's working. So when you have that come in, I think what this gentleman had saw in that ripple was a craft coming through that of a malfunctioning portal, I should say, whether it closed and elongated, whether it shrunk too quick and caught part of it, or whether it just was not functioning as correctly as it should be. I do believe that's what he caught. I do believe that the boom is similar. I do believe, or similar is related. I do believe that the crashing sound he heard was this thing. I believe it was a damaged craft. I believe it looked like a smoke tail at the end of it, because it was releasing any kind of gas that it was, because it was a damaged craft at that point. I believe something in Brandon, Mississippi, crashed from another world. And when you have military aircraft, non-transponding military aircraft, fly over 15 minutes before the sighting, and one at 1 a.m. at night, keep in mind that would have been roughly 12 hours. Yes, 12 hours after it happened. We know when these portals open up, we have the ability to track where these things are going to come from. we know when something's not right. And what I mean when we know when something's not right is I believe that they know when they're supposed to show up. And if they're showing up at a different time, in a different area, in a different way, we want to intercept and find out why. So that's plot point number one. Number two is I believe this thing came through when it shouldn't have. I believe this thing was damaged in whichever way it was coming. And I believe that it went down. I believe they recovered what they needed to when it went down. But I also think something was missing, and that's why the return 12 hours later, and they were looking for whatever the other thing was, whatever it could be. So very, very interesting. I love that. I love all of the stories that you guys have put on, have told about. And, you know, keep it coming. That's the best thing I can say is keep it coming. You know, we want to learn more about this. We need people to get out there and say what they saw. And if you don't say what you saw, it's sad. It is. It keeps you shut up. It keeps the government winning. And I know you smart Americans. I know you. I know you're loyal. And I know we want to get this out. I'm going to go ahead and jump to PA and take a look at the latest one. Which was happening in Scranton, Pennsylvania, because I'm a PA guy. I'm sorry. So we have another a military observed in Scranton, Pennsylvania. This was on April 30th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Again, another UFO daytime one. We love that. We love that here on Beyond the Radar. So this was a triangle, darker in color, viewed from the land. And this was a silent boomerang flying straight towards the northwest. Boomerang-shaped craft moved swift and silently, again silent, overhead. Could not tell the size or the height of the flying object, no visible lights. And it glided effortlessly as it convertly through the night sky. So, very odd. Oh, I'm sorry, this is 1 o'clock, so 1 in the a.m., I apologize there. 15, and he saw something at midnight or right after midnight. No lights. So this thing had to be low if he was able to see it, and silently overhead. Now let's get into the silent part. Why we hear this all the time, everybody. We hear this all the time about when I see it, it doesn't make a sound. I don't even know it's there. What's going on? Well, it doesn't make a sound because it's not using propulsion to go. What I mean by that, it's either using consciousness or it's bending space and time where it doesn't need to have a motor. It doesn't have to be loud. It doesn't have to be this, that, or the other thing to move forward to get where it needs to go. Very interesting. Very nice. And, you know, Pennsylvania, to be fair, has had some interesting things of late. Very interesting things of late. It was a fun year in PA in 2023. I got an article that I'd like to read for everybody. After we get back again, Beyond the Radar, on 105.3 the Gulf Coast, 107.7 in New Orleans, and we'll be back right after this.
Four in 10 people believe in ghosts. Over a third of people believe intelligent life exists outside of Earth. 43% of you believe demons exist. We invite you to Beyond the Radar, your paranormal news show. If it's unexplained phenomena happening daily around the globe, we're talking about it. Exploring the unexplained, challenging the conventional, and diving deep into the shadows that lurk just beyond our perception. Come join the transmission on the United Public Radio Network. Once you come, you'll never be the same.
Meet Daniel Knight, a psychologist with an extraordinary gift to absorb and heal the deepest wounds of the mind. In the heart of a chilling investigation, every secret unraveled binds him closer to darkness. But as he delves into the psyche of a killer, his own demons emerge. Caught in a battle within and against an evil that seeks to exploit his powers, where the line between savior and victim blurs. Dare to heal the wounds of the mind. Healer, read it today.
Do you want to reach millions with your product or service? Are you looking to connect with a diverse, intelligent, and engaged audience? Then look no further. Beyond the Radar Radio Show is your golden ticket to achieving just that. Our listeners are curious, open-minded, and always eager to learn. They value quality, authenticity, and innovation, just like your brand. With Beyond the Radar, your advertisement will be heard by millions of dedicated listeners. Our show covers a wide range of topics, attracting a diverse audience that could be your next loyal customers. So why wait? Take your brand to Beyond the Radar and into the hearts and minds of millions. Advertise with us. Let's explore the extraordinary together. Beyond the Radar Radio Show, where your brand meets a world of curious minds. Contact us today for advertising opportunities at www.beyondtheradarnews.com and fill out our contact form. We hope to talk to you soon.
Welcome back, everybody, to Beyond the Radar. And for the last few minutes or so that we have here, I'd like to go into an article that was published earlier this year from Penn Live and the author Claudia DeMuro. So this title is Pennsylvania Saw Major UFO and Bigfoot Activity in 2023, which is a report. And I'll go ahead into it. 2023 for Pennsylvania was reportedly a major year for strange activity, including UFOs, or UAPs as they're now officially called, as well as cryptids such as Bigfoot. The news comes from courtesy of Stan Gordon, a Pennsylvania native who remains one of the state's premier researchers on the phenomena. According to a recent report published on Mr. Gordon's website, Stan Gordon's UFO Anomaly Zone, sightings concerning some very strange activity surfaced last year, with citizens throughout the Keystone State calling in about objects they had witnessed in the sky, many of which were seen during daylight, at low levels to the ground, ranging in shapes from spherical to triangular. Mr. Gordon refers to one such sighting, which occurred in Irwin, Westmoreland County, in January of last year, during which a man walking his dogs observed a white, silver, cylindrical object moving steadily in the firmament. As far as cryptids go, reports come in concerning not just Bigfoot seen in Pennsylvania, but also Black Panther sightings, which, as many of you know, aren't indigenous to Pennsylvania, and huge flying creatures that Mr. Gordon believes may be Thunderbirds, which Encyclopedia Britannica explains is a legendary Native American spirit that takes the shape of a huge bird. As for Bigfoot, Mr. Gordon lists incidents such as two that occurred in Elk County, in which an 8 to 9 feet tall creature covered in black and gray hair was observed not too far away from witnesses. And for 4 reports on stranger going-ons in Pennsylvania, please feel free to visit Mr. Gordon's website, which again is Stan Gordon's UFO Anomalies Zone. So go ahead and Google that if you live in PA or around PA and want to learn more about it. But that's one thing that's very interesting. For anybody who lives outside of the area, Pennsylvania is pretty much stereotyped as 2 bookend cities and a bunch of hills, mountains, and forest in between. It would not surprise me if that was along the Appalachian Trail, Bigfoot area. There's tons of cave systems. One of the biggest reporting UFOs in the history of the United States, probably the second, or third, up there with Phoenix Lights. I don't know if I can split between two, but they're right behind Roswell. Roswell's obviously number one, but Phoenix Lights, Kecksburg is 2 and 2A. Those are very popular. And Kecksburg, in a nutshell, was this bell-shaped, well, it was a light in the sky that came across Canada, Western New York, Ohio, the Great Lakes, and crashed in Kecksburg, Pennsylvania, which is roughly an hour, hour and a half out to the east of Pittsburgh. So when this happened, it crash landed in someone's farm. Military came out, recovered it, went out into the woods with a flatbed truck and hauled its ass on out of there. There's a Kecksburg convention that happens every year, and there's wonderful events about it. But yeah, Kecksburg is probably it's definitely Pennsylvania's Roswell, but it's probably the second or third biggest UFO sighting story in the country. And all of that happens in this one area, Chestnut Hill or Chestnut Ridge area out near Pittsburgh, where there's a ton of paranormal activity. The Thunderbird, that's new to me. Now, I'm well aware of the Thunderbird and the Native American spirit, and I always thought that was a Midwest, Southwest type lore. But if it happens over here, so be it. Black Panther sightings is really big. They're often sometimes called ABCs or anonymous black cats. But no, they're not native. Panthers are not native. You might have mountain lion, but they don't come black. So to have that in the area, which again is another Native American protective type of spirit, things are certainly changing. I was unaware, and I had to do more research on this. I checked out Stan Gordon's website, and it's a wonderful website. Please go check it out if you live in the Pennsylvania area, or if you just want to check up on creepy stuff that happens. He has a data bank. He has a map. He has different things that are going on and people sightings. But Pennsylvania has a huge hunting culture, especially central and especially north central. People love to hunt. They love to be out in the woods, and you can go around for miles without seeing a single person in the middle of the state. There's very often cryptid, Bigfoot, UFO sightings. And a lot of time they're coincidental. They'll happen at the same time. There'll be a light in the sky and then a Bigfoot sighting. There'll be a light in the sky and then a Bigfoot sighting. There'll be a Bigfoot sighting and then a light in the sky sighting. They're almost hand in hand, which lends you to think, if you were, and this is all up for interpretation. You might believe in Bigfoot, you might not. But if you do, are you in the camp that it's a biological creature living here on this planet? Is it an extraterrestrial creature that's a forest scout that UFOs, drop off and come pick up? Or is it more along the spiritual lines? Is it a forest spirit? Is it something that protects the nature of the woods, the nature of the animals, the wildlife, and only appears when conditions are right? I don't know. I think I'm moving towards an interdimensional one. And I didn't even say that, but some people believe there's an interdimensional aspect to it, where it's when you see a Bigfoot or a cryptid or things like that, it's a thinning of the veil between one dimension and another, where I personally, I'll hang my hat on that one. Just from everything that I saw, we still haven't had a body yet. We haven't had anyone shoot a Bigfoot. We have hunters out. You haven't found one dead. And I understand that there's rebuttals, because there's rebuttals to everything. And I'm very aware, and I really do appreciate that. Until otherwise, I have to think it's interdimensional, and we are seeing into its realm, and it's not here actually physically in ours. Conditions can be right, wavelengths can be closer, and that sort of thing. So, keep your eyes peeled, because a big part of this show that I want to stress to people is we're not always looking in the sky. Let's look around us as well. Beyond the Radar is open to all paranormal, psychic, medium, individuals, conspiracy, what you have it. Send us your story, send us your takes, and we want to talk to you. We want to get you on here. We have a wonderful guest next week that you're going to meet. Somebody, an inventor, believe it or not, invented CO2 capturing paint, because we love science here, and we want to give them a platform to talk about their invention, because we know how it is. If you make something that's going to change the world, they'll scoop it right up. So we're going to give them time on airtime. So I want everybody to bookmark next week. I mean it. I want everybody to bookmark next week at 6 o'clock on Beyond the Radar here on UPRN and UFO Public or Paranormal Radio Network, because we're going to talk to somebody who invented and has a patent and is starting a company and invented a way to trap CO2, a game changer for life here on Earth. And I'm just so happy that they reached out to us. I'm so happy that I can put them in front of you loyal Americans and you wonderful people. So again, that's it for me. Stay tuned to UPRN. We have a wonderful lineup coming up tonight. And we are broadcasting, and we have been broadcasting live on the United Public Radio Network, UFO Paranormal Radio Network, 105.3 and 107.7 FM. We've also been live on Roku. You can catch the archive there or subscribe to Beyond the Radar's podcast on Spotify for past shows. Thank you all for tuning in this week, commenting, texting, wonderful people. And we will see you all next week. Everybody, have a great night.
Four in 10 people believe in ghosts. Over a third of people believe intelligent life exists outside of Earth. 43% of you believe demons exist. We invite you to Beyond the Radar, your paranormal news show. If it's unexplained phenomena happening daily around the globe, we're talking about it. Exploring the unexplained, challenge, and diving deep into the shadows that lurk just beyond our perception. Come join the transmission on the United Public Radio Network. Once you come, you'll never be the same.
Meet Daniel Knight, a psychologist with an extraordinary gift to absorb and heal the deepest wounds of the mind. In the heart of a chilling investigation, every secret unraveled binds him closer to darkness. But as he delves into the psyche of a killer, his own demons emerge. Caught in a battle within and against an evil that seeks to exploit his powers, where the line between savior and victim blurs, dare to heal the wounds of the mind. Healer, read it today.
Do you want to reach millions with your product or service? Are you looking to connect with a diverse, intelligent, and engaged audience? Then look no further. Beyond the Radar Radio Show is your golden ticket to achieving just that. Our listeners are curious, open-minded, and always eager to learn. They value quality, authenticity, and innovation, just like your brand. With Beyond the Radar, your advertisement will be heard by millions of dedicated listeners. Our show covers a wide range of topics, attracting a diverse audience that could be your next loyal customers. So why wait? Take your brand to Beyond the Radar and into the hearts and minds of millions. Advertise with us. Let's explore the extraordinary together. Beyond the Radar Radio Show, where your brand meets a world of curious minds. Contact us today for advertising opportunities at www.beyondtheradarnews.com and fill out our contact form. We hope to talk to you soon.